Lip Service. Matt Lips' sweet podcast that's totally not a blowjob. Cause a blowjob would be better, but you can settle for second best. So if you can't get a blowjob, you can settle for the Lip Service podcast. But a blowjob would be better, no doubt.
All right, welcome to another episode of Lip Service. I'm going to keep this. This is going to be the shortest intro ever because my guest on the show tonight is myself. And so you're going to hear a lot of me talking, just me. So you don't need to hear more of it in this introduction. So here's the episode. Don't forget about the film festival next month, March 26th at Puck. Submit your videos now. I think time's running out. $5. Win $500. Come out. Even if you're not submitting a video, come on out to the show. It's going to be awesome. We already have a ton of submissions, and it's going to be a whole fucking event. It's going to be great. And come out to our mic next Tuesday, because that's going to be great. It always is. And that's it. That's it. That's all. That's all. This is, here's the episode. I'm sorry. Lip Service, where a kid can be a kid. That was my song. Hi, welcome to Lip Service. I don't know why that happened. Welcome to my podcast, people. Tonight, you guys, my guest is a very special one. It's Matt Lips. Welcome to the show. Oh, thanks, Matt. I really appreciate that. I'm not going to be interviewing myself. I'm just going to be talking a lot, and you're going to be listening, and my cat is distracting me at the moment because I just locked her out of my room by accident, and she's just going to bitch and complain until I let her in. So I'm gonna do that. I'll be right back.
Come on.
All right, so this is going to be weird because I talked to myself like most people do. But I don't have podcast conversations with myself, so I don't know how this is going to go. We're going to find out. I put out on Facebook for people to message in with whatever they wanted me to talk about on the show. So that'll be, kind of an interesting thing. I don't really have any topics up front, that come to mind. I should have started this podcast, by the way, about 40 minutes ago, but I tried to be better with technology than I actually am, because I tried to take apart one of my hard drives, not like in my computer, one of the portable ones, and I'm almost there, but I didn't have any more time because I had to record this before Betty time. That sounded I guess up front I'll say this. I was listening to Limp Bizkit today. I used to be a big Limp Bizkit fan, you guys. Mainly middle school. Significant Other was like my favorite CD. I'm not gonna try and front like it wasn't. It's bad. I mean, it was fun to listen to. Don't get me wrong. Like I listened to a little bit of $3 Bill Y'all and Chocolate Starfish as well. It's not good. Like I said, it's fun to listen to. I can get into the songs. I mean, Nookie had its moments. I mean, that's a pretty profound song. But the thing is, that I was thinking though was that like Fred Durst has to think like he you could just tell he thinks he's kind of like the shit, and that his music is really, really good. And I just, it makes me wonder that like when he gets older, I don't know if he's gonna be like, hey, you know, I realize now that I'm older that was kind of silly and kind of childish. I mean, these lyrics are not or not anything, or if he's going to be like, hey, yeah, I was in this band Limp Bizkit, and we were the fucking shit, my friend. I'm leaning towards he's still going to think he was in a great band. He's going to tell all his grandkids and tell them to tell their grandkids, and I don't see it. And Together Now was one of my favorite songs. I went through a big rap stage in, not a big rap stage, but I went through a rap stage in middle school, and I grew out of it really fast. Music is a big thing. I love music. I listen to a lot of it. I mean, ever since I got into comedy, though, music is something that, you know, I still have a passion for, like, listening to and going to concerts, but not as much as I did before. It's just not on the forefront. I'm not really finding new bands. I think it also comes with age, because I'm almost 30 now. Oh, that hurts to say. I'm one of those people that is afraid of aging. So 30 is not going to be a good time. 30 is not going to be a good time for me. 20s, I feel young. 30, I just feel like I'm. Anyway, it's not important. I just completely changed topics. But yeah, I was big rap guy up until I'd say like ninth grade, and then I think it was Blink, you guys. Blink and Sum 41, All Killer, No Filler. I mean, that CD, Fat Lip, great stuff. That's the stuff that really changed it, and then I found Newfound Glory, and then it was just all downhill from there. Some of you got that. I feel really stupid talking to myself. It's just a weird thing. I know people with like radio shows and stuff do it all the time. But anyway, I might get a phone call. I posted for people can call in during the show. I have it hooked up where, if the phone rings, it'll record the conversation that I have on here. So you guys got that to look forward to, maybe. hold on, got to take a sip. My mouth's going to get very dry. I feel bad for Dan, who has to edit this and listen to this, but like, in for editing purposes, you guys, it's going to be tight when it's done. You guys are going to love it. Sorry. There's just going to be a lot of silliness on here, because I'm going to go through in a minute or two, I'm going to go through what people wanted me to talk about on Facebook. I wish it could be one of those podcasts where I just, you know, I'm really smart and I have a lot of points I want to make and a lot of deep discussion, but I'm just not that person. It's going to be silly. So actually, I'm going to do that now, because I didn't really think this out too far. So I don't have a ton to talk about right now. So I'm just going to start with the first topic that someone gave me on here. So let's check that out. And of course, the first person to comment on here, and I expected I expected this person to have at least like five or six on here, but it just says the one. And of course, my phone is having an error loading, so I'm gonna have to give that a second. Let's try again. Here we go. The first person to comment on here was Pat Graves, and he wants me to talk about toddler fighting rings and the effects that they have on today's teen moms. I mean, it's a hot button issue. It's hard, you know, a lot of people don't want to get into it. They don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it, though. I think baby fighting rings, for the most part, it sounds bad, because you know, fighting in today's culture, like when it's not in sports, even in sports, you know, people are really against it. They want to take fighting out of hockey. They want to take, I mean, boxing, that's barely a thing anymore. MMA is getting pretty big, but as for babies, people are pretty sensitive about when older people hit babies. And I just want to say for the record, I think hitting a child or a baby is, you shouldn't do it. It's off limits. You should be punished for that. Now, babies fighting other babies, I think in a fighting ring sense, I think it's good for the economy. You know what I mean? Because people will bet on it, and you know they can make money. So people are out there spending money, making money, and I think that can only mean good things. As for the teen mom, I mean, she's probably not responsible anyway for if she's gonna put her child in that situation to be fighting like that. But they have to get some sort of kickback, and I'm sure they probably need the money, you know, because they're a teen mom and all. And not all teen moms have support from family and friends. So I think they could probably use the extra cash. Now, the underground, they're all underground, but I mean, some are safer than others. I think it's very important to keep the child safe. You don't want them dying or, you know, getting too severely injured. So it's really important that you have a good referee as well, because, hold on 1 second. Smoking while you're doing a podcast is a bad idea, because you'll be in the middle of a point and then you'll have to stop to do that. But I'm almost finished it. And then I'll continue. Okay, here we go. So, like I was saying, it's really important they have a good referee to step in if things are going too far. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, the betting can't be regulated because it's still something that's not really, you're not really allowed to do it. So now, like I said, I don't think it's affecting the teen mom too much if they're putting the child in that situation. And that's the point Pat wanted me to make, was the effect it has on teen moms. Now, some are worse than others. Like I said, sometimes the kid gets hurt, and no one wants kids getting hurt. You know what I mean? It's just not, it's not good for anyone. You know, like I said, I lost my point there, you guys, but my point is, if the mom's going to put them in that situation, then they assume the risks, and hopefully, they're being safe about it. They're taking the necessary steps. Okay. So I guess that's all I have on that. I haven't really been to any myself. I don't really partake in that world, you know, but, you know, if you do, you do. Just like I said, keep it safe. All right. All right. So that's all I had on that. I'm going to go to my next one here. Let's see what the next one. The next one is Matt Grote. Of course, Matt Grote wants me to talk about his dick and Devin's dick. Okay. Sure, we'll talk about, I don't know why, here we go. So, most of you, I don't think this is going to be a popular episode, but if you don't know Matt Grote or Devin, then you can just pretend like you do. So, they want me to talk about, I've never seen their dicks, to be honest. I'm being completely honest here. I've never seen them. I guess I can guess what they look like. I don't, you know. So, Matt Grote, I have to think he's pretty average. Like, I don't think he's packing. You know what I mean? I think he's packing an average one. Probably hooking a little to the, I'd say a little to the right. I don't, no growths, no, you know, irregularities. I am smart, you guys. Irregularities. I don't think it has any of those. I don't think he's got the herps. He might, but I don't think he does. I don't think he has any genital problems. So, he looks like someone who wraps it. So, you know, I'd say at best he's probably got a 6.5 at best. So that's all. And Devin, you never met Devin. He's a scary mother. He doesn't, let me put it this way, he doesn't eat flesh. Like, okay, he just looks like someone who might. But as for him, I wouldn't want to see that. Not that I really want to be looking at dicks in the first place. I definitely wouldn't want to see his. It's either... he could have a surpriser, you know what I mean? He looks like someone who's not packing either, but his could be a surprise. He also looks like someone who might mutilate for fun. I don't think he does. Like I said, I think he's a pretty straight shooter, somewhat as more normal than you'd think he is. So I think, you know, he's got a run of the mill. You know, I think they both have run of the mills. I think they've each seen each other's. I think they've explored there, which makes sense for Matt. On Devin, on the other hand, you know, whatever. Teach their own. So that's all I got on that. I spent way too much time actually talking about that. Like, this episode's so silly. The reason I'm doing it, I'll just put it out there. I have some great guests coming up, you guys. You guys are going to be really excited about the guests I have coming. However, with my work schedule this week, couldn't really put it all together. So you guys are stuck with this. And Dan's probably going to edit this out. He's like, why did he even say all this stuff? But that's okay. Let's check out this next one. All right, Ari Fishbein, great guy, I guess. He wants me to talk about Nazi grandmothers. So, I mean, there's probably a lot of them because, you know, old people can be kind of racist, and they grew up in that era. Maybe they grew up a Nazi. Who knows? I know the reason he put it there. It's because I had one. She's no longer with us. Okay, you guys. But I don't know. You know what? I've told plenty of people. I'll tell you guys this. My grandmother was a little bit of a Nazi. She, here we go. One time, I was out, Easter brunch, with my parents, and some of my cousins and aunts, uncles, and my Nazi grandmother. And, we were at brunch, and she decided, this would be a good time to bring up Hitler, which, I mean, I guess, better time than any, you know. Easter brunch, special occasion, everyone talks about Hitler. Anyway, so she made a declaration at the table. Don't know what in what context. I was a child, which actually makes the story worse. So yeah, so we're there, and she said, you know what the one thing that Hitler did wrong, because we all know it was just one. I mean, other than that, I can't even say it. It's ridiculous. So the one thing that he did wrong, and her answer was that he didn't get them all. And you guys instantly hate my grandma. That's fine. You can do that. Like I said, it made it worse. I was a child. I don't even remember. My dad told me this story. And, I mean, if you think about the blanket statement in itself, I guess he did it wrong. He didn't get them all. He did do that wrong. I mean, he did a lot of other things wrong, like the whole war in general and the whole killing people. So he did all that wrong. So he probably shouldn't have done it. But, I guess that's Nazi grandmoms. It was a fun story. By the way, don't worry. This is going to be the last one of these I do. I realize right now this isn't fun. No, it's fun. I'm having a good time, you guys. Dan wants me to talk about Christopher Columbus. Okay. As we all know, Christopher Columbus, he sailed the ocean blue in 1492. You see, if you make things rhyme, you're going to remember. Like, just rhyme it. That's all you have to do. I probably should have done that in school. I probably would have aced all my exams. I didn't call them exams in high school. They were just tests, and I didn't go to college. So, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine, because guess who doesn't have any student loans? I have zero student loans. Sure, I may not be making the money that some people who went to college make, but you know what? I think it evens out. It doesn't even out, but we're just going to pretend it evens out. Anyway, Christopher Columbus. Like I said, he sailed the ocean blue, 1492. He discovered America. Most people don't believe that he was the one who discovered America. He just took credit for it. So, wasn't a great guy. He was pretty mean, right? I don't know too much about this, you guys, so I'm just gonna bullshit my way through it. I know that he murdered, I'm pretty sure he murdered people, and he wasn't very nice to the Indians. I'm pretty sure that was a thing. I might be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was a thing. He murdered them. He didn't really discover America, and he took credit for it, but hey, you know what? We celebrate, he has a whole day, okay, some people love him, you know what I mean, whatever, so, I guess he did a pretty good job with that, you know. If I could take credit for things I didn't do, I would probably do it. It's great. Yeah, sure, deep down, you know that, you know, you don't deserve it, but if everyone else thinks you deserve it, then fuck it. Just do you. Like, if I could... I can't think of any examples, but it's anything. If you just fucking, this is okay. I'm just gonna take a breather, you guys. I'm talking really fast. That's what I do. I talk really fast to get all my points out, so I don't forget them, because I forget things super easy, you guys. So my trick is to talk really fast. Either that or I'm on cocaine, but I'm pretty sure I've never tried it. I'm a big pussy. I don't want to try cocaine, because I feel like if I do... one time I'm going to be hooked on it, and I'm not going to want to stop, and then all my money's going to go to cocaine, and then my life's going to be ruined, and I know that's not how it works. It can work that way. Okay. Gonna go to my next topic. That was Christopher Columbus we were just talking about right there. Tony Viejo says, is Alien really better than Aliens really better than Alien? And Tony Viejo, I apologize right now, because I've never seen either one, and I'm gonna say this. I think, by the way, I do this as well. I'll be on a topic and then I'll have a side part. So I'll say the side part, and then it's out of context. I just stopped the point that I was making to make another point really randomly, and that's what I'm doing right now. Hold on, I have to adjust my mic because it's being a little bitch. Okay, nope, that didn't fix the problem. Oh, I figured out the problem, you guys, I think. Oh, let's tighten that bad boy up. Fixed it right now. So here's the thing. The point was, I realized that I won't sound as ridiculous if I just slow the speech down. So I'm not gonna cocaine through this. I'm gonna slow it down. I'm gonna take my time. No rush, okay? I have to fill time, okay? I have to fill a whole podcast, which I don't know if you've tried to do it by yourself. It's not easy. So here we go. Alien, here's the thing, Tony Viejo. I've never seen either movie, and The problem is, I haven't seen a lot of movies. I haven't seen a lot of movies that I feel like I should have seen, like classics, like I'll give you some examples in a second, but like I haven't seen a lot of movies that I probably should have seen, and I wish I could correct that, but then you know I just don't. Like Aliens. It seems like most things I'm trying to like mid to late 90s, anything before that. I mean, I've seen movies before that, but a lot of the ones before that I haven't, and all the ones after that are I mainly watch comedies. It's not that I wouldn't even like the other movies, like action movies, whatever. If I watch them, there's not many movies that I'll put on and I can watch that I won't like. For the most part, I can get into it and I'll like it, love it, whatever. Limitless was one of those, probably one I never would have watched. Someone put it on, great movie. But they're one of them. Like, I've never seen any of the Godfathers. I haven't seen any of the Diehards. I could go on for a while with the movies that I haven't seen. So I haven't seen Alien or Aliens, but it seems like I think everyone answered this for me in the comments section. So let's figure it out. Here we go. Chris Dolan. Hold on. Give me a second, you guys. I've been reading the comments. Never mind, they didn't really answer it. I think what they did discuss was after Aliens that the whole thing just goes to shit. Dan tried to be funny by asking what about Aliens versus Predators, and I guess that movie wasn't very good. So I apologize, Tony. I can make a guess. Let's see. People always say the nothing's better than the original. So I'm gonna say Alien is better. I think Aliens got a little ridiculous, don't you think? Because the first one, it was spot on. I mean, everything. But in Aliens, it just seems the plot just, you know, it takes a left turn when it didn't need to, and the plot holes were in there, and it just. I could follow the story, but it hurt to follow a little bit, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it just got a little outlandish, and you're like, that can't happen. So, we're gonna say Alien, but Aliens was good. It just, you know what I mean? It just, they could have taken it down a notch. It would have been a much better movie. So, that's all I'm gonna say on that subject. Next subject. The side effects of taking too many happy pills. Now, here's the thing. You needed to elaborate, because happy pills can be a lot of things. A lot of different pills make a lot of different people happy. You got ecstasy, you got Adderall, you got painkillers, you got all sorts of happy pills. Now, I will say the effects of taking too many, I'm pretty sure taking too many of almost any pill that's out there will kill you if you take them all at once. It's what they call an overdose. I don't know if you've heard of it. But you will overdose if you take too many of any substances like that. So, now, you know, I could go into it to the point that everyone, the only points I can make on this are the points that everybody already knows already. Okay, taking too many happy pills, when you're not overdosing, it's going to be great for a while. But then, you're probably going to get addicted to them, you're probably going to spend a lot of money on them, and you're probably going to get in a lot of trouble, and after your intervention, you'll go to rehab. So, I'd say you should try not to take too many of the happy pills, you know what I mean? So, don't abuse them, okay? They are there for fun, but You should, you know, take it easy, you guys. I don't want to see anybody go into the Hab. All right, I just branded it. It's called the Hab now, and I don't want to see you guys going there. So, just take it a little easy. Trying to think before I go into my next one if there was I don't have any. You guys, okay. Dan has a lot of editing to do. Sorry, Dan. Okay, here we go. Nice. Next fucking topic. Here we go. Let's check it out. More people talking about alien. Okay, I'm gonna have to do some quick research on this one because I don't know who this person is that they want me to talk about. Okay, let's see. Gonna read a quick biography here. All right, just going to pull up some Wikipedia. Here we go. Someone wants me to have some commentary on the career of Spiro Agnew. Now, let's see. He was an American politician who served as the 39th Vice President of the United States from 69 to 73. Great year to be there because he was under President Richard Nixon, who we all know was probably one of the best. Does that mean... Wait, did he be... No, I'm not going to say it. That would have made me sound... That would have made me sound stupid. Wait, hold on, maybe not. Let's see, hold on. Let me read a little bit. Let me read a little bit about this guy real quick. Okay, I'm not gonna say it. I would have said it really. I would have said it pretty stupid. All right, here we go. So let's see. Well, he was best known for his scathing criticism of political opponents, especially journalists and anti-war activists. This is really intriguing. All right, so Spiro Agnew, you want my commentary. He served under Nixon. He probably gave him a lot of good advice because Nixon, I know, parted on good terms, and he did a lot of great things. So, I mean, Spiro Agnew was probably there through it all. He went to Johns Hopkins University and University of Baltimore School of Law. So he was very cultured, as you can tell. He had been asked to place Richard Nixon's name in the nomination of presidency. A lot of people don't know that. You see, he did do that. He was also, here's something a lot of people don't know, because it was completely unaired. He was on, actually, an episode of Family Feud. Things got really out of hand. He cursed a lot on there, and they never actually aired the episode. It's actually, I don't think they even mention it on here. I was just scanning through, and rumor actually has it that he punched Richard Dawson in the face. I don't know if that's true at all, so don't quote me on that. I mean, this was before... was it before? I think it was before he was the VP for Nixon, though. So just a little nugget if you guys wanted it. That happened. Let's see. He was allowed to plead no contest to a single charge that he failed to report $29,500 of income received in 67. So, as you can see, I actually already knew that, but you might not have. And also, he was charged for having accepted bribes, like over, and this was for over $100,000. That's not even in here, by the way. That just came to me when I was seeing the part about the 29,000. So, yeah, so and that's while he was in office at the Baltimore County executive, the governor, like, of Maryland, and vice president. So, like, all through there, he was accepting bribes. So he wasn't the most ethical guy. He wasn't the most moral. But you know what? A lot of people in politics do much worse. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, cheat on their wives. Well, he might have done that too. A lot of people, a lot of corruption in there. And you know, for just that small scale of bribes, I think he was doing all right. He wasn't going too outlandish. I mean, there's a lot of people doing a lot worse. Probably a lot of drugs going on in there. A lot of murdering people. You know, taking bribes for much worse things, you know what I mean? To get things approved that would have never been approved in the first place. So Spiro Agnew, and those bribes he took, by the way, they actually were to do good. The bribes he accepted were things that they couldn't get passed. But they should have been. They were to help out. I'm not going to get into it too much, you guys. They were to help out. So what he did was he took the bribes and he made it happen. So he used his power for good and he got money in the process. So good for him. You know what I mean? So Spiro Agnew, I think, he died in 96, 2 days after my birthday, you guys. And, his wife's name was Judy. He had four kids. Pamela was one of his daughters. She was a looker. Let me tell you something. Kimberly, I guess she's nothing to snuff at, but his other two kids, Susan and James. Oh yeah, I wouldn't go there, you guys. So Spiro Agnew, I think that's all I got on him. So I hope that sufficed. That's all I got on him. Let's see if there's anything else here. Okay, here we go. The next one is the bullshit common core math that kids are being taught today. Now, if that means what I think it means, that means I'm gonna look that up. But first, I'm gonna assume it means new math that kids are being taught in school. And I had Matt Beck on my show a couple weeks ago. And actually, for some reason, that episode got messed up where we recorded for over an hour and a half and it cut off at about 44 minutes, for some reason. So we lost a good chunk of that episode and it was a lot of good material. And, it actually cut off when we were in the process of talking about new math and we could have conspiracy theories all day. Oh no, I have a missed call. Never mind. That was from earlier today. I thought someone tried to call the program and I missed it, but that's okay. Just ignore that. So we were talking about new math and it is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what was wrong with the math that we were taught growing up. They have to like carry out like, the math problems get really ridiculous. It's a lot of unnecessary steps. They haven't added any new numbers. I know we noticed, there were no new numbers being added between like 6 and 7. It was just trying to complicate the kids more than they need to. I mean, if it helps, I guess if it helps, I can't think of the word, stretch their brain. I don't know. We'll say stretch their brain. If it helps in that to expand their brain, stretch their brain out to make them absorb more something, which doesn't make any sense. That's not a thing. Well, it is a thing, but not in this case. Then sure, new math, great. But in this sense, it doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna actually check this out real quick, and I wanna see if there's any more to it than that. We'll look up common core math and see if anything comes up here. It does. Let's see. All right, Common Core math. Let's check this out. Finding a good one for you guys. Let's see. Common Core math. What's up, IDK? You want to be on the... My cat wants to be... She's mad. I'm neglecting her during the podcast. It's okay. All right. Let's see. I'm going to try and break this down. I'm going to try and simplify things. Let's see. The Common Core concentrates on a clear set of math skills and concepts. Students will learn concepts in a more organized way, both during the school year and across grades. The standards encourage students to solve real-world problems. I'm sure it does. It just sounds absolutely ridiculous. Let's see. Established in 2002. I was still in school. I don't remember new math. The new standards build on the high quality. They also draw on the most important international. This is really uninteresting. I'm just trying to get in there. I'm just trying to figure this out. Let's see. Let's pick a grade. We'll go to grade 5 over here, and we'll go to geometry. I'm not gonna touch that. I'm great at math, you guys. Algebra. Got it. Problems and statistics. I'm on board. I'm on board with all that stuff. I'm really good at it. I'm not bullshitting you guys. But geometry, with the shapes and the angles and the circumferences and the the area mass. I forget. That's how bad I am. I can't even think of the terms. No, thank you. Let's see. Number and operations in base 10. Don't know what that means. Let's, Yeah. Let's see. Myths versus facts. This will be fun. Myth. Adopting common standards means bringing all state standards down to the lowest common denominators. This means that states with high standards are actually taking a step backwards, adopting the Common Core. That is not true. How dare you? Fact. The standards are designed to build upon most advanced current thinking about preparing all students for success in college, career, and life. This will result in... I don't care, actually. I don't even know why. I'm still reading this. I'll just put it this way. Math was better when I was in school, okay? And the new math that they're doing is just... needs to be stopped. Someone needs to put a stop to it. I think I only have one more topic. And this one was from my lovely cousin. Thanks a lot. She's not going to listen to this, so I don't even know why she bothered. But this is from my cousin, and she said, bleached assholes. Great. Of course you would say bleached assholes. I don't bleach mine. If anyone wanted to know, that's a little probably too much information for most people. But I don't bleach my asshole. People do it. I don't. Hey, if it makes it look bright and shiny, then good for you. I don't know why you would need to. I don't know who's gonna be going down there and be like, ugh, it's over. You didn't bleach your butt. I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker for people. I mean, maybe some people are really just, you know, anal. I did it. Maybe some people are really anal and need it to be completely just bleached clean. This is, but I can say that it's not a deal breaker for me. And if the lady does not bleach her butt, I don't care. If she doesn't wipe her butt, like, not all the time. Like, if she didn't wipe her butt this one time, I'm not going to, like, whatever. I'm not gonna fret. I'm going to be like, you should have probably done that. But, you know, I'll let it slide this one time. But, okay. All right. I'm going to wrap this up soon because this doesn't need to be super long. I didn't want you guys to be lacking a sweet episode of lip service. No one called, by the way. I put it out there. If people wanted to call, you know, I could be on my podcast tonight, but whatever. See what I can do here. I'm going to pull up BuzzFeed because I love BuzzFeed. Since a big topic on this show is nostalgia, I actually always go right to the rewind section. It's my favorite. It is my fave. I love going to the rewind section, reliving those 90s, you guys. Of course, my internet's been shitty, and it's still being shitty. It's 11:30 at night, and I gotta get to bed soon. So, not gonna, like I said, drag this out too much longer. I actually overslept this morning pretty badly. It was one of those mornings where about 95% sure I hit those alarms the night before, turning them on, activate, and they just decided not to go off, and it even, like, it has to be on. I remember going into my alarm clock before I went to bed, and so I'm pretty sure I said it, but my alarm actually won't dismiss until I do a simple math problem, like 5 plus 5, and so there's no way for me to dismiss my alarm, you know, in my sleep, or you know, half, yeah, so, and I know that didn't happen, but my boss called me at about 10 to 9 this morning, and, luckily she's a pretty cool lady, and, she honestly just wanted to make sure I was okay, and then nothing happened to me, because it's out of my character not to call, show up for work, so, that happened. Come on, BuzzFeed, you can do it. I believe in you. I just want to look at you. I just want to be friends. I really hate that I started with my trying to figure out the hard drive, and I have, like, the back of my laptop open to see how big, cause, and so all the screws are on my bed and just the half taken apart hard drive, and I'm like, I'm not going to bother with it tonight. Not doing it. Come on, BuzzFeed, don't be like this. I don't know, we're friends. So, let's reload. It's Comcast for you guys. I'm actually a big supporter. Well, let's put it this way. I was a big supporter of Comcast. I still am a Comcast over Verizon type of guy, but oh, there we go. It's pulling up. But my experience this time around with Comcast is really making me, I might have to sever the ties, because as much as they never gave a fuck, I think it's escalated a little bit. I think they care even less than they didn't care before. And I haven't had the right service every time. Anyway, I'm gonna, my BuzzFeed's up, so I'm not gonna talk about it. That's getting edited out. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Lance Bass and Michael? Nah, I don't care. Let's see. Twin Peaks? Didn't watch it. I don't think anybody watched it. I forgot it was even a thing. Dead air. I'm finding a good one for you guys. People will just put anything on here. They don't even care. They don't even care. No, I'm not gonna take the easiest office quiz I'll ever take. Why would I? Why? Like, what's the point of taking like an easy quiz? Unless it's a trick. They're like, no, it's super easy. And then you get me. You're like, I didn't know any of these things. 21 Reasons 90s Kids Will Never Forget. Round the twist. what now? What if I didn't? I forgot about it because I didn't know it was a thing. So I did. I did forget about it. Here we go. Let's try this one. 25 Disney moments that will... 25 what the fuck Disney moments that will ruin your childhood. Alright, I'm gonna... Hold on. I'm talking like you guys are listening live, and you're not, so... Can't find it. Alright, let's see. I'm only going to go through the ones I let's see, Buzz Lightyear getting a wing boner when Jessie opens Andy's bedroom door by herself. I mean, that's not, first of all, a wing boner isn't a thing. It's, he got excited, so his wings popped out. It's not like, I mean, a plastic dick came out of his shorts, so I don't think that's really going to ruin anybody's childhood. I think you're wrong on that. So now we're down to 24. We're down to 24 now. I'm going to continue in a second. All right. Aladdin finding himself stuck in a brothel. I don't actually remember this part of the movie. There's a GIF or a GIF or a GIF, whatever, showing him in the brothel. I don't remember that scene in Aladdin. And I don't. And really, I mean, the girls are, no one's naked. They're fully clothed. I mean, not fully clothed. I mean, they're showing some skin, and Aladdin looks happy. I don't think this is going to ruin anyone's childhood. I mean, if anything, they don't know what's going on. It's just some ladies dancing. I mean, they're not even showing any leg. Like, they have full pants on. So, Abu is enjoying himself. And most kids aren't even going to know what's going on. So, and if you mean ruining my childhood now, it's not at all. So now we're down to 23. Okay. I don't know that one. Everyone knows about the penis on the castle, Little Mermaid. That's just exciting when you find out about it. When you're a kid, I mean, you didn't notice it because you didn't know what a penis was. I mean, hopefully. And then when you find out about it when you're older, you're just like, oh, cool, there's a penis on there. Someone got away with that one. So good for them for getting away with it. So, now we're down to 22. All right. Peter Pan. Let's see. I'm pretty sure I saw Peter Pan at least once, like the cartoon. I don't remember it at all. But this one is the mermaids basically trying to murder Wendy. That one, we will keep that one on the list because you're just watching these mermaids and... Oh, they are aggressive. One of them's pulling hair. The other one's got the leg, and she is angry. She is trying to get her in that water. She's like, you will die, bitch. The other girl, I can't, the thing stops before you see her get too aggressive. But the blonde who's pulling the hair, she's like, fuck this shit, you are coming down. So that could scar some people watching them trying to kill Wendy. So we'll keep that one on the list. Pinocchio drinking beer and smoking cigars when he's just a young boy. To be fair, I mean, I guess he became he was just, you know, this wooden thing that was made. He was basically born, I don't know how old he was. He was born, what, like 8? If you're under the assumption he was a real boy in the first place, then yeah, I guess any kid watching someone who's supposed to be a child smoking a cigar, when he's a child, I guess that's probably not the best image. I don't remember too much. I'm pretty sure I only saw Pinocchio like once when I was a kid, so I don't remember really any of Pinocchio either. I mean, it could scar the kid when his nose grows and looks kind of like a long dick. So, I mean, a lot of things about Pinocchio can really bother you. We'll leave that one on the list as well. So we're still at 22. Let's see. Timon and Pumbaa watching Simba and Nala have sex. Now, oh, I guess that was a thing. Okay, when they got older, I think they did fuck. I don't remember how much of it they showed. Well, they didn't show insertion, I can tell you that. I think they showed you some foreplay and stuff. They probably shouldn't have been watching. I can tell you, Pumbaa looks scared, and Timon looks angry in the picture. He's like, I wanted a piece of that action, and I can't believe Timon, whatever, gets that hot piece of the ass. He just looks like he wants to murder. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. I meant Simba. Rewind. Timon looks pissed that Simba gets to nail Nala. He's like, I wanted that hot piece of ass. Like, I can't believe he's getting it. And Pumbaa just looks like that's the first time he's ever seen anyone have sex, and he's scarred for life. He's never seen porn. So, as for scarring the child, do I leave it on the list? All right, we'll leave it. I don't know that one. Here, let's see. Cruella de Vil desired to kill Dalmatians so she can make clothes for fur. I mean, that's the whole plot of the movie, isn't it? Is the fact that she's a bad guy and she wants to murder the puppies. Listen, they should know that going into the movie that, hey, there's a villain. Spoiler alert, there's a villain, okay? Lion King, Scar is trying to, you know, kill both of them so he could become the king, and it semi-worked for a little while, so that's pretty scarring. So, I mean, if you want to say, oh, they were puppies, though, I mean, Simba was a child, and he tried to kill Simba, so, I mean, I think that's the same thing. So, I mean, you know, going into a Disney movie, there's a villain, and they're gonna do some evil shit, and, so really, if you're gonna go by that logic, then you'd have to add every villain in every single Disney movie, and you're not gonna do that. So, off the list. Goodbye. We're down to 21. I don't know that one. We're, all the ones I don't know, I guess, can stay on the list. The Mad Hatter, March Hare, and the Red Queen trying to trap Alice in Wonderland. I don't remember any of Alice in Wonderland. They're just showing them pulling her into a big cup. I'm not going to get into this one because I don't know the movie well enough. But I'm gonna remove it from the list, okay? They just wanted her in Wonderland. There's nothing scarring about that. And we're down to 20. The striptease song number, Let Me Be Good to You, from The Great Mouse Detective. I don't know if I ever saw The Great Mouse Detective, but what I can say is it sounds pretty inappropriate. She looks like a stripper and a hooker all wrapped into one, and I'm sure she does a striptease number, so I don't think that's suitable for kids. That could scar some people. We're gonna leave that one where it's at. I should have seen this. I love Winnie the Pooh. I didn't really see the Winnie the Pooh movie, so I'm an avid Winnie the Pooh fan. I still am. I watched all, like, the regular episodes of Winnie the Pooh. This one is the Heffalumps and Woozles giving Winnie the Pooh a trippy nightmare. We're just gonna take it off the list. All right, it's gone. That brings us down to 19. I think that brings us down to 19. Okay. We're gonna skip that one. I never saw Cars either. All right, here we go. Princess Jasmine and Jafar's creepy sexual tension in Aladdin. Listen. First of all, it was Aladdin 2, right? That was the first one. Never mind. It was not The Return of Jafar. It was the first one. She had to. It was a playful act. It was the only way, to distract Jafar so they could escape from the hourglass. Well, I guess it was, I don't know if it was an hourglass, minute glass, you know, with the sand pouring through, and they needed to distract, Jafar so they could escape. So Jasmine, obviously putting on an act to seduce Jafar, and she gave him a smooch. It didn't go any further. He saw what was going on, and, we're gonna take it off. We're down to 18. I'm on number 17 because I skipped a lot of them, but I got the list down. Let's see. Next one. When you realize Mufasa commits incest like all lions do in order to start a family. Is that a thing? I don't know if that's true. We're just gonna take it off. Whatever. If all lines do it, then it's fine. 17. We're down to 17. Ursula telling Ariel a man will like her if she keeps her mouth shut. Let's see. It's saying it's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. I mean, I guess that's true. It's too touchy of a subject, you guys. We're gonna skip that one. We're down to 17. No, we're gonna skip that one. We're gonna skip that one. Bobby breaking the fourth wall in an extremely goofy movie. Do you ever wonder why we're always like wearing gloves? Nah. I think that's pretty much the rest of them are stupid. But we knocked the list down, you guys. These people overreact on here. All right. I'm going to look to see if there's anything else good, and then I'm going to wrap up the show because I got to get to bed. Let's see. Is there anything else on here? All right, we're going to do this one thing, and then we're going to get out of here. 17 times the 90s already came back in 2015, when every episode of Friends was made available on Netflix. Like, well, that's stupid because Friends is on, like, 10 different channels. You can turn on the TV and go through the channels. I challenge you to not find an episode of Friends. You're going to find one. When Miss Elliott performed with Katy Perry during the 2015 Super Bowl halftime show. I don't know when Missy Elliott went away. I wish she went away forever. I've always hated Missy Elliott. She annoyed the fucking shit out of me. I didn't see the halftime show. I know she came back. Just stay put. A lot of you might not agree with me. You like might like Missy Elliott. You might be happy she came back. You know what? Get the fuck out of here. When Jimmy Fallon reunited the Saved by the Bell cast. Now, that was great. I'm actually in the process of watching all the Saved by the Bells right now. It was a great show. Mr. Belding, if you haven't seen this, go on and watch Jimmy Fallon and the clip of him doing Saved by the Bell. They mention a lot of classic episodes in there. But Mr. Belding got fat as shit. He put on like at least 100 pounds. Kelly put on some weight. I mean, they all look pretty similar. Mario Lopez looks kind of weird. Yeah, that's all I have to say on that. And he recreated the Fresh Prince thing. That was great. That was pretty cool. When Jonathan Taylor Thomas and... Oh, they guest starred on Tim Allen's show? Good for that. I don't think anybody watches it. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like, retired from acting a long time ago. And I liked Home Improvement. That was a show I watched every week. You know what? Wilson, I get the character. I get that he gave advice in every single episode. I know it was always the best advice ever. And they didn't show his face, but I honestly could have done with a little less Wilson. You know, we got philosophical, he got all, it sometimes dragged the episode down, and I think it just is something they could have done away with. When the cast of Full House performed Everywhere You Look at a private birthday dinner, who gives a fuck? They were also, Jesse and the Rippers were on Jimmy Fallon. Okay. So they recreated, like, when they used to sing Michelle to sleep, the three of them had to sing Jimmy Fallon to sleep. And that is much better than stupid private birthday party. Who gives a flying, when Beck won Album of the Year, must have missed that one. When four previously unreleased Spice Girls songs were uploaded. Oh my god, didn't hear about that. let's see, any, Oh, crispy M&M's hit the shelves again. I have an ex-girlfriend who loved them, so she probably was excited. I wasn't too excited. And that's about all the good ones. So I'm going to wrap this up. If you made it this far, you're a trooper. And I'm going to reward you right now with an official announcement. I haven't made the official announcement. Some people already know about this. Some people don't. I don't know why it needs to be an official announcement. But April 30th, you guys... I'm only telling you guys right now until the official announcement. So if you made it this far, you're the only ones who know. That's not true. April 30th at Puck, you guys. We are doing a pilot run of a new game show. Putting on a game show up there. Hopefully it becomes a regular thing. Right now we're calling it Bringing It Back. It's actually... it's kind of based off this podcast in the nostalgia sense. It's an all 90s themed game show, based off other game shows. So all the questions, or the rounds are going to be, all, based around, events in the 90s, movies, TV shows, music, shit that happened, toys, games, whatever. So it's all 90s themes based on other game shows. The very first one that we're doing is, like I said, April 30th. There's going to be two teams, the captains of those teams. You guys, I'm really excited that they're on board. Is Patrick Graves and Alex Grubard are going to go head to head. They're going to select their own team. They're going to fill it with three other people to be on there. That's still to be determined. This first one, the three rounds that are going to be done are Family Feud, Pyramid, and Double Dare. So you're seriously not going to want to miss this. It's going to be fucking awesome. And if we do more, the winning team, the team that wins, that's what the winning team is. The winning team is actually going to be our returning champions, and they're going to come back the following month, or if maybe bi-monthly if we do them again. And they're going to come back and they're going to face a new team. And the winning team keeps going on and on for as long as they want. There's going to be prizes for them. There's going to be prizes for audience members can win. It's going to be a whole fucking event. So Thursday, April 30th. And if you made it this far for the announcement, you're going to get an even greater gift. If you buy your tickets on Brown Paper Tickets, I'm going to give you a discount right now. If you enter the code LawnBoys72, don't share that. Limit one. LawnBoys72. If you enter that in there, you're going to get tickets for... We'll give you your ticket for $2. How's that sound? $2. Your ticket's $2, okay? Yeah, look out for the link and everything for the ticket website. Enter that promo code, $2 for you. All right? I think that's all. That's all I got. Thanks for sticking through this. This was a challenge. I knew it was going to be a challenge, and it was a challenge, and probably super uninteresting. But that's all she wrote. Join me next week where I'll have a guest, okay? And then the following week, well, I will have another guest, and the following, and so forth and so on. They're lined up, and just got to record them. So, yeah. Peace.